Chapter 1. Men are like shoes. Some fit better than others. And sometimes you go out shopping and there's nothing you like. And then, as luck would have it, the next week you find two that are perfect, but you don't have the money to buy both. I was currently in just such a position, not with shoes, but with men. And this morning, it got worse. A while ago, a guy named Diesel showed up in my kitchen. Poof, he was there, like magic. And then, days later, poof, he was gone. Now, without warning, he was once again standing in front of me.
"Surprise," he said. "I'm back."
He was imposing at just over 6 feet, built solid with broad shoulders and deep-set, assessing brown eyes. He looked like he could seriously kick ass and not break a sweat. He had a lot of wavy, sandy blonde hair cut short and fierce blonde eyebrows. I placed his age at late 20s, early 30s. I knew very little about his background. Clearly, he'd been lucky with the gene pool. He was a nice-looking guy with perfect white teeth and a smile that made a woman get all warm inside. It was a cold February morning, and he dropped into my apartment wearing a multicolored scarf wrapped around his neck, a black wool pea coat, a washed-out three-button thermal knit shirt, faded jeans, beat-up boots, and his usual bad attitude. I knew that a muscular, athletic body was under the coat. I wasn't sure if there was anything good buried under the attitude. My name is Stephanie Plum. I'm average height and average weight, and have an average vocabulary for someone living in Jersey. I have shoulder-length brown hair that is curly or wavy, depending on the humidity. My eyes are blue. My heritage is Hungarian and Italian. My family is dysfunctional in a normal sort of way. There are a bunch of things I'd like to do with my life, but right now I'm happy to put one foot in front of the other and button my jeans without having a roll of fat hang over the waistband. I work as a bond enforcement agent for my cousin Vinny, and my success at the job has more to do with luck and tenacity than with skill. I live in a budget apartment on the outskirts of Trenton, and my only roommate is a hamster named Rex. So I felt understandably threatened by having this big guy suddenly appear in my kitchen. "I hate when you just show up in front of me," I said. "Can't you ring my doorbell like a normal person?"
"First off, I'm not exactly normal, and second, you should be happy I didn't walk into your bathroom when you were wet and naked."
He flashed me the killer smile.
"Although I wouldn't have minded finding you wet and naked."
"In your dreams?"
"Yeah," Diesel said. "It's happened."
He stuck his head in my refrigerator and rooted around. Not a lot in there, but he found one last bottle of beer and some slices of American cheese. He ate the cheese and chugged the beer.
"Are you still seeing that cop?"
"Joe Morelli, yep."
"What about the guy behind door number 2?
"Ranger? Yeah, I'm still working with Ranger." Ranger was my bounty hunter mentor and more. Problem was, the more part wasn't clearly defined. I heard a snort and a questioning woof from the vicinity of my bedroom.
"What's that?" Diesel asked.
"Morelli's working double shifts and I'm taking care of his dog, Bob."